whether you understand it or not, accept it or not, the way that you envision yourself sexually controls every aspect of your life. If you think about it for a second, a man wears his phallus on his mind, just like a woman wears her heart on her pussy. Now, the difference between us is my condom is knowing myself as I am, so she can't penetrate me emotionally, because I'm anchored in truth and in the spirit of the game. Knowing that affects how I walk in the street, how I talk to you, how I respond to stressful conditions, more importantly, how I relate and interact with others, even how I go about pursuing success and fulfillment in my life. See, people with poor sexual image of themselves have the tendency to overcompensate in all other areas in their life, as they feel more confident in, because they're on a constant drive for accomplishment and external approval. With the wrong modem. And this is most males' plight, because almost always they choose to pine after something they don't already have and constantly compare to, compete with, and complain against other men, making envy the most prevalent emotion in society. Now, the introverted one attempts to downplay or belittle their sexual expectation, while the extroverted one overly projects and exaggerates their desirability. They try to assert themselves with a larger-than-life image, but it is on the contrary of what is really taking place. Now, there are the few and fortunate that are blessed with enormous charm and sexual charisma. On the other hand, they don't flaunt it with attire, adornment, or things. Because sexual magnetism is not about sex, it's about sex appeal. How do you appeal to the senses? How do you appeal to the senses of the opposite sex with your vibe, with your flow, with your movement, and with your calculation? It's a good question, right? See, even if they don't have, or you don't have, that charismatic personality and are not necessarily seductive, but everywhere you go, people can't help to fall under your spell, because people find that masculine or very captivating. It's like a man finds a woman's feminine or very captivating. Same thing. Not equal, but equivalent in effect. See, men with that level of magnetism have a tendency to attract female attention like bees to honey. More importantly, moth to light. Because that woman, or those women, look to us in order to fulfill their heart's desire. Remember what I said? What a woman wears her heart on her pussy. Yeah. See, we appear...
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.